time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ooh, scary stuff. Taylor Swift's dad. Okay, so he has a $4 million penthouse with security in St. Petersburg, Florida. But somehow a criminal managed to sneak in, climb 13 flights of stairs in the emergency stairwell to burglarize the place. As Swift's dad gets home, apparently finds the burglar. A struggle ensues, and then the dude gets away. And here is the local news report.
Court documents indicate he entered the Vinoy Place complex in January and went into a parking garage. There, he was able to access an emergency exit to a fire stairwell that should have been locked. Police say he climbed 13 floors and entered the condominium. When the owner came home, there was a struggle, and Hoover was able to get away.
I don't know much about crime, but why don't you go to the first or second floor? 13
right?
floors up.
What an effort that is. Dang. So he is on the loose and wanted. Scary, though. Well, Denise Richards of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills says she does not have an open marriage.
I think it was juicier, and it's a little bit more normal now.
She says her life is more normal now. She took to social media to shut down rumors that she and her husband, Aaron, have an open marriage. Okay, here's the deal. So this comes after a source spoke out saying there was an affair that happened between Denise Richards and Brandi Glanville, which is one of her co-stars of, like, formerly of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, who also used to be with Eddie Cibrian, who's now with Leanne Rimes. It's hard to keep up. But she says, no, I'm 100% monogamous to my husband. Denise Richards says she's faithful and she does not have an open marriage. Well, BTS Army, get excited. BTS to appear on Carpool Karaoke on the Late Late Show once again. This will be the second time the group has appeared. Last month, they debuted their new single, Black Swan, doing very well. So mark your calendars. BTS fans, they will appear on February 25th.
Question.
Yes.
How do they all fit into the car?
With James Corden?
Yeah, I didn't see the first. How do they fit in the car? I just want the logistical explanation.
They have a big car. Maybe they have rows. Do they always have the same car, or do they mix it up? I don't know.
I think it's usually the same car, because, like, I could seem like, okay, we're all going to put you on safely in the back with no seatbelts.
Well, you know they're not actually driving. Have you seen the behind the scenes? People were shocked because it's like a big production and they're on a lift.
Talk about it. Yeah, they kind of make it so it's on wheels, but it looks like they're driving from the camera
setup. So safety is really not an issue.
I just want to make sure they're all wearing seatbelts. That's all. I'm concerned.
Are you concerned also that you'll never have a booty like Kim Kardashian?
Yeah. Is today insecurity day for the show?
Well, now, Joe, I'm happy to report you can have that famous behind. Okay, a trio of Scandinavian artists created their own version of a Kim-inspired shapewear. It's in the form of a flesh-colored padded booty, basically. It's true to size, and it literally is a mold of Kim Kardashian's butt. It's called the bum. You slip on these shorts, almost look like Spanx, but they give you all the extra padding. Hey, they're on sale for spring, but they're going to set you back. $450 to $600 each.
What is that, per butt cheek or for both cheeks?
I have an plastic surgery. I haven't had butt implants.
Well, I'm about to.
I would love just to wear those for like a day and just strut around like in yoga pants. I think Liv and I should totally do it. It'd be so fun.
Just see the difference it makes. Like, if people notice us, if we get some free stuff.
I'm wondering, and I need you to be honest here, because I don't think I do, but I've been told by multiple people that I have a flat butt. And that kind of bothers me. I'm not that vain, like,
I can literally
but
100% honesty say I've never, ever checked out your butt.
Well, would you like to?
No.
No, we're good.
Chops, are you into butts?
No, he is.
Yeah.
Okay, can you honestly tell me if I got a flat booty or not? Like, my pants can stay on. Hold on a second.
Have you not ever looked in the mirror, Joe?
I just don't think I have a flat butt. Like,
you got a pancake ass.
I do?
Yeah. Sorry.
What, does Chops have a pancake butt?
We got to do some squats.
Yeah, Pork Chops does too. That's why his pants always fall down.
But I do leg stuff all the time.
My boyfriend says I have Hank Hill butt.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
Hey, Bobby. Propane and propane accessories. All right, that was a terrible Hank Hill impersonation.
Google Hank Hill butt.
Can we do it?
No, I don't
can we do a side by side photo, Liv, where like it's a photo of Hank Hill's butt?
I'm literally Googling Hank Hill butt right now.
I want you to see it.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to pull up images.
Peggy. Wow.
It's so bad. bad.
Yes, yes.
It's so bad.
Show me that booty. Let me see that booty. Oh, boy. Oh, my God. It's I thought it was something else.
It does look like something else. So if you need to laugh at work today and you're like dragging, then just Google Hank Hill butt.
Yeah, we will not duplicate
that
one.
Think of producer Porkchop.
Look like something else. Hey, coming up here on Joe and Mackenzie.
Potato.
Somebody on the show has to get this taken down. Somebody's been impersonating them online. This is juicy. We'll talk to that person, hear their story, but I'm sure that they're not alone. 833-563-2539. We're going to want to hear from you, too. Like, who was pretending to be you online? Were they using your photos for dating profiles? What were they doing? It's coming up next here on Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.